Okay. I'm an alcoholic. My name is Brad. I lived my life in fear and shame. And I struggled to validate myself, to escape those feelings. And alcohol and drugs helped for a while, and then they didn't. And they became the source of still more shame and fear and guilt. Details? Well, I'm a gay man, and I got larger on a farm in Indiana. Indiana is a very conservative area of the United States in the very conservative period of the 1950s and early 60s. And I knew there was something very wrong. I knew there was something very wrong with me. And I overcompensated for that. I did quite well in school and later in the Navy. My parents had both been deeply traumatized in their early lives and were basically emotionally stunted. And they passed that on to me. I never did react normally in any spiritual situation. There's a story in the big book called Freedom from Bondage. And that's what she said. I never did react normally to any emotional situation. I did well in school. I did well in the Navy. But by the time I came back from the war in Vietnam, I had a serious alcohol and drug problem. And I did that for the next 12 years until I was 36 and washed up on the shore of Alcoholics Anonymous. By that time, I had destroyed relationship after relationship. I had wrecked my career. I had a whole list of geographical cures. I was a financial disaster. And I washed up on the shores of Alcoholics Anonymous at 36 years old as a broken man. And I have to say that nothing in my life worked until I found the program and the fellowship of Alcoholics Anonymous. The love and support and the design for living in the steps worked and has continued to work now for almost 38 years. I came to understand that the steps of Alcoholics Anonymous were not, the steps of Alcoholics Anonymous did not demand that I accept prescribed religious or spiritual program. The steps gave me a way to accept myself, and to accept my limitations, and to accept the reality of life. And then, because I had made such a mess of my life, I didn't know that there was any other way. And the men and women of Alcoholics Anonymous showed me that there was hope, that I could live a different way of life. And that was a message of hope that I hadn't had in my life for a long time. I also learned that all of the steps require me to face my fears, require me to face fear and move through it, especially when they told me that I needed to really take a good hard look at myself and at my attitudes and behavior and what was going on there and how that contributed to the wreck of my life. And people guided me through that and listened to me and told me that, yeah, some of this stuff really has to change and that it can be changed. And that required another dose of courage to face down the fear of change, change in ways over which I had no control, change that didn't always look like what I wanted it to look like, but that it was possible. And as the changes came to me, a different way of life started to open up, and some successes on an interior level, some not worldly successes, but personal, emotional, and deep-seated successes started to come to me. And part of it was learning about forgiveness, learning to forgive the people who had hurt me, learning to accept forgiveness for the damages I had caused. And then it became apparent that these changes were going to have to continue on an ongoing, long-term basis, that I was always going to be facing fear and shame and guilt, and that by facing them, by taking responsibility for them, I could move beyond that morass of self-pity and blame and hurt and fear, that the earlier chapters of my life may have been shameful, but they need not be the only part of the story. And then it became quite apparent that I had been given gifts and talents and abilities that really needed to be shared with the people in my life, the people in my world, and that I had to be able to step through the fear and step through the hesitation and shame, and really let the world know and see who I truly am. And that became, at the end of the 12th step in the 12 and 12, there's a phrase, we need no longer be isolated and alone in self-constructed prisons. And being able to step out of the prison into the world was an insanely magnificent liberation. And bizarrely, it also helped others to see that they were able, that they had the opportunity to be liberated from their prisons too. I've been blessed with half of a life in sobriety and friendship and love and success. I think that'll do it for me. Thanks for letting me be here today. Thank you.